away, find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can
be. It is 6:43 here on WPHM. It is Friday, Yacht Club was busy yesterday. It's going to be busy again today. Past Commodore of the Port here in Yacht Club, Dorothy Latham is with us. Dorothy, good morning.
Good morning.
I think every year on the Friday before the Mackinac race, you and I have met down here, and we've talked about the race and about the Yacht Club and all that good stuff.
Yes, we have. I think it's our usual thing to do, and on a Saturday morning down here by the river behind the Zebra Bar, it's a wonderful place to be to watch and look at all of the beautiful boats, and the quiet is just resounding. It's a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah, it's just us and the seagulls down here. We know that a few hours from now, it's going to be really busy and really noisy and a whole lot of fun, too.
Yes, it will be. There's a lot of activity that'll go on, and love to see people walking the boardwalks and looking at the boats and admiring all of the hardware that's out there. It is an incredible sight to see. But it will get busy.
It will indeed. And it'll be busy at the port here in Yacht Club. Tell us what goes on there today.
Well, we, as you know, we've been open since Wednesday and allowed the public to be in the Yacht Club and to see that it's just everyday people that are there in our all-volunteer club doing what they're doing to make the event very successful. But today, the Yacht Club is closed for the entire day so that they can prepare for the Commodore's cocktail party, which begins at 5, and it is a wonderful invitation-only event where the Commodores come from all of the DRYA racing clubs and visit with our Commodore, enjoy a few cocktails and some nice hors d'oeuvres, and then we get ready for the big party out in the tent afterwards.
When you talk about Commodores from other yacht clubs, I don't need the exact number, but like how many other yacht clubs are visiting Port Huron this weekend?
Usually there's between 16 and 20 visiting Commodores that are here. And, you know, we've always had kind of the unwritten rule that if a Commodore shows up in his whites, it doesn't matter who he is, where he comes from, or if he has an invitation, he's welcome to come to the cocktail party for the Commodores.
Well, that's the thing about the Port Huron Yacht Club. It's very welcoming to other sailors and people from other yacht clubs. And I've heard people say that they've run into people in all different parts of the country. And if they see a Burgee from the Port Huron Yacht Club, they say, oh, Port Huron, it might be in Florida. But they say, we were in Port Huron last year. I just had the best time.
Yes, and it's amazing. You're sitting in a restaurant, and there's a Burgee, and someone sees that you have a Burgee on your shirt, and you're from Port Huron Yacht Club? Yes, we're from Port Huron Yacht Club. Oh, we had the best time there, and it really is. It's a welcoming place to be. I think that all of the club members come from all walks of life in our community and really reach out to anyone who comes to the club to make sure that they do feel welcome.
That's the great thing about the Port Huron Yacht Club, and you and I have talked about this probably every year, is that it really is, it's a working man's yacht club. I almost hesitate to say yacht club because you think, you know, you hear yacht and you think of, you know, somebody in a sailing uniform with a cap, and it's not like that at all.
No, it's not like that at all. And yes, it is a working man's club in some respects, but it is an all-volunteer club where our officers really do make an effort to make sure everyone is welcome there. This year's Commodore is Jim Goldenbogen, and he's really looking forward to his day with the party. And Dr. Reed Stromberg is our Vice Commodore. He's got his hands full creating the party afterwards and organizing all the volunteers that'll work out in the tents, take tickets and make sure everybody's behaving. That's really a yeoman's task for somebody to do. And then Pam Wall is our rear Commodore, so she's watching because she has lots of things to do next year, and she's got to kind of observe and see what goes on. It's a lot to take on.
Yeah, that chain of command. It's often been said that the Vice Commodore is the one that really has the hardest job. Once you get to be Commodore, you just get to kind of sit back and enjoy it.
Well, you do in some respects because you get to go to visit all of the other DRYA yacht clubs, go to a Commodore's ball and enjoy those events and get to know and meet a lot of very interesting people and really make lifetime friends. So that's the benefit of, you know, getting past that Vice Commodore year and moving into the next realm.
Of course, we put all of our focus on the Port Huron Yacht Club, which is really the Bayview Yacht Club's event. They just partner with the Port Huron Yacht Club, which hosts them and does a great job. There are a lot of other events for sailors here in Port Huron through the rest of the season, though, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. We just had the Lake Huron International Regatta, where there were boats from downriver that came up to participate. In August, we're going to have the Tartan 10 National event, so there'll be boats that'll be coming from all over to participate in that regatta, which will be from Wednesday through Sunday. So it's a very long time out on the lake and racing, and hopefully that they can get multiple races in every day, which is, it's fun to see them compete. And those boats are all the same class. They have regulations about what can be on the boats and how much the sailors can weigh in total, and it really does take a lot to organize that. I would tell you that Nick Ward has done a phenomenal job at getting that organized, but we look forward to that in August, so they'll be here at the end of the month, and it's great fun.
Talk with Dorothy Latham from the Port Huron Yacht Club. So what time does the party start tonight, and how much are tickets, and where do you get the tickets?
Well, the party starts at 7, and you can get your tickets still online for $8, but at the gate they'll be $15. You can go to phyc.org and find your way to getting tickets, so that's probably the best way to do that. There's generally someone outside on the deck selling tickets as well during the day today, but it's, you know, to your advantage to get them ahead of time. But lots of things to go on. The Gobies are playing, and I'll think they'll keep the tent rocking, and they did certainly in the past, and I'm sure it'll be a fun event for them tonight. But we have lots of things to look forward to even on Saturday. The Pipers will be there. We have the Saginaw Celtic Pipes and Drums will be there, and they'll begin playing at 9 o'clock. That's probably one of my favorite events. And then we're going to cheer on our sailors. We have two sailors that will be out there looking to be old goats at the end of the day, Pat Hoy and Doug Tuma, and I think that they'll be looking forward to having a great time on the island once they get there.
Well, here's hoping that everybody from the Port Huron Yacht Club has a great race, because Port Huron is well represented in this race.
Yes, I think so. It's 15 or 16 boats out of the Yacht Club, so it's a good representation from our club, and I think that the teams have been out practicing. They're ready for the race, looking for air. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be very heavy this year.
It's not looking promising. This may be a slow race. We'll see what happens out there. Dorothy, what's your favorite part of this weekend?
Watching the boats go out the river, listening to the bagpipes. It's my favorite part. Gives me goosebumps every year.
Yeah, it's the best. Dorothy, thanks for coming down here this morning. Appreciate it very much. Have a great time at the Port Huron Yacht Club.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Thank you. Dorothy Latham with us on WPHM on this Friday morning. We're in downtown Port Huron, 6:51 our time. We've got much more coming up dockside here in downtown Port Huron on WPHM. Stay with us.